Christ took away our infirmities and bore our diseases. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, suffering dreadfully." He said to him, "I will come and cure him." The centurion said in reply, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes. And to another, 'Come here,' and he comes. And to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, "Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and the west and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom will be driven out into the outer darkness, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." And Jesus said to the centurion, "You may go. As you have believed, let it be done for you." And at that very hour, his servant was healed. Jesus entered the house of Peter and saw his mother-in-law lying in bed with a fever. He touched her, and the fever left her, and she rose and waited on him. When it was evening, they brought many who were possessed by demons, and he drove out the spirits by a word and cured all the sick, to fulfill what had been said by Isaiah the prophet, "He took away our infirmities and bore our diseases." The Gospel of the Lord. The most natural thing in the world is that sooner or later you will get hurt and feel some pain. Perhaps you will fall off your bike and break your leg, or you'll be in a car accident, or someone will slander your reputation, or someone you love will fall sick or die. Pain is a part of life. And what is also very normal and natural is that we try to alleviate or avoid the pain. Archbishop Fulton Sheen recalled that whenever he had a toothache as a little boy, he always ran to his grandmother, never to his mother. His mother would take him to the dentist, who would often inflict more pain. But his grandmother would rub some soothing oil on the tooth and the gums, and the pain would subside, at least momentarily. A multi-billion-dollar prescription drug industry flourishes in the United States to help Americans manage their pain. But in the end, we just want someone to make the pain go away, like Fulton Sheen's grandma did for him. The pursuit of pain relief is not an exclusively American predicament. The first century Jews also sought pain relief. Matthew recounts the numerous times that Jesus healed the people of their pain and soothed them in their discomfort. The Roman centurion, Peter's mother-in-law, all those possessed by demons and others who were sick, they brought to him. But what I find curious is not so much what Jesus did as what he did not do. Surely there must have been millions of people throughout the world at the same time suffering, untold maladies and disorders. And Jesus could have healed them with a snap of his sacred fingers. But Jesus did not do that. Jesus' behavior, when it came to pain, was not like that of Fulton Sheen's grandmother, but rather like that of his mother. In other words, like a wise mother that knows a little pain is necessary to heal a bigger problem, like cavities, so Jesus allows some physical pain so that we might be healed of something bigger spiritually, like from our sins. Indeed, our prayer life is never more passionate or purposeful than when we are in pain. Please don't misunderstand me or jump to conclusions that I'm advocating inflicting or enduring pain just for the heck of it. God wants us to be happy and healed and whole. But he does not want us to suffer. But sometimes a little pain and discomfort can have a higher purpose. Consider these examples. Enduring a little hunger pain can help you lose weight because you avoid eating unhealthy snacks. Occasionally, not taking a pain reliever at the first hint of a headache allows the body to adjust naturally to discomfort and overcome it. We can also endure pain for the sake of others. As Catholic parents used to advise their little children who underwent an unpleasant experience, they would say, "Offer it up. Don't run from the pain." If I stub my toe at the edge of my bed while I'm making my bed in the morning, I exclaim, "Praised be Jesus Christ," instead of an obscene expletive. Saint Jose Maria Escriva, the founder of Opus Dei, often urged his followers to make little, unnoticed sacrifices, like sitting up straight in your chair instead of slouching. It is good for the body and the soul. There is nothing more natural than seeking pain relief. But enduring a little pain can prove more healthy for the body and the soul. M. Scott Peck opened his best-selling book called The Road Less Traveled with these daring lines. Life is difficult. This is a great truth, one of the greatest truths. It is a great truth because once we truly see this truth, we transcend it. Once we truly know that life is difficult, once we truly understand and accept it, then life is no longer difficult. Because once it is accepted, the fact that life is difficult no longer matters. In other words, approach pain like your mother might, not like your grandmother might. No offense to grandmothers. Praised be Jesus Christ.